everybody. Here we are again with this whole audio show cast thing. And once again, Hot Stuff ignored my rider until the very, very last minute. I won't even leave my house unless there's a glass of beer in front of me, which makes it awkward to drive legally. I'm Jake. I'm always here. Hot Stuff and River are always here, too.
Hello.
Half the time.
Yeah.
Half of the time,
but
they're always
me.
Here. But Nightmare. Nightmare's the new kid.
Hi.
I just found
block.
Some notes from a year ago when we did a show with Nightmare here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think it was when people were making... When I was yelling at people for thinking that the Beatles said goo 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 joob.
Oh, man.
No, I was yelling at people for thinking they said cuckoo ca-choo. Because
yeah.
They say goo 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 joob. I've forgotten my own side of the argument, man. Hot Stuff and I have had two different arguments in the last, like, 48 hours, where we both ended the argument having convinced the other of our point of view.
So, and then the next day...
Had the opposite opinions of what we were going to do as a result of the argument.
Yeah, and then the next day I was like, have you done that thing that you were going to do? And he's like, I'm doing it the way you suggested. I was like, why? You'd convince me otherwise. Yeah.
Anyway, what have you guys been up to?
I've been prepping LARP stuff.
We've been making a LARP.
LARP, LARP, LARP.
Especially
LARP.
Nightmare.
Yeah, Nightmare's doing the what, yeoman's work? I don't actually know what it means to do yeoman's
doing
work.
Doing yeoman's work, I think, means doing outstanding or especially vigorous work.
Yeah, so then he's definitely been doing yeoman's
I've
work.
Been, I'll do stuff for like about 16 or 17 hours, and then Hot Stuff and Jick will look at it and tell me that it's all stupid, and I'll start over from scratch again and come up with even better stuff.
Well, that's the thing. You iterate. people make fun of you, and then you iterate some more.
I have been working on con logistics, sending a lot of emails that people have been then ignoring, and then the next day I send them all again, but in, like, italics,
mm-hmm.
and then the next day in, like, all caps.
And then Freeze Pop yells at you.
Not really. Not exactly.
Yeah,
Freeze Pop, I think, is psyched. I think Freeze Pop, the band, is psyched. I think their booking agent kind of freaked out, and I think the promoter for the Scottsdale gig that they had booked did a royal freak out. So that
royal with weed. Cheese.
That show
we
might be
are
canceled.
Very angry. That's a royal freak out.
Yeah.
Do you have a pissed off mouse in your pocket?
I've got the... I have to... In order for there not to be a sort of an annoying buzz on the radio, I have to keep the cord to the microphone in my pants.
Because otherwise it'll
it
get
just
high.
Has to be. It just has to be touching his
no,
skin.
No, it has to be in my pants.
It doesn't have to be in his pants. He just prefers it to be in his pants if it's going to be touching a part of his body. Nightmare suggests that any part of your body that is in between two other parts of your body is a taint.
Yes.
Not the taint, but a taint.
Yeah. It makes sense to me.
Yeah.
A taint on both your houses.
Ew.
A taint on both your toothbrushes.
Oh!
What have you been up to, Riff? You played any video games lately?
Not a whole lot of video games. I played some Other M.
And oh, really?
Yeah, I was thoroughly unimpressed.
What is
yeah.
Other M?
It's a
the
Metroid,
new Metroid
prequel.
Game.
It explains the whole story of Samus's upbringing and
oh,
where she came
on,
from.
Oh, come on,
yeah,
seriously?
Fuck that.
The mystery of her character was kind of...
The mystery.
Yeah.
The mystery of her character was not a word.
We were trying to figure out what the other M's were and what words they spelled with the other M's.
Huh.
Mother?
Brain.
That's the only word I can think of to spell
yeah.
with other M.
ER
moth? Like a like
if,
a flying insect. That
if we're done talking about this game,
like
that
trauma
was
surgeon.
Singularly unimpressive. I've been playing more of that Helsing's Fire game, the like iPhone, iPod, little sort of logic puzzle
iPod.
Game.
iPod.
Yeah, you can play an iPod Touch, I think. And they added something recently, which I think is actually really neat, which is what they call bounties. So they're procedurally generating puzzles that they are then pushing out to the world. And people complete them, but the first person to complete them gets credit for completing them based on the number of people who've tried and failed to solve the puzzle.
You
before.
Mean tried and died.
Yes. So so you sort of accumulate like status by solving puzzles that other people find hard. Right?
That's really interesting.
And it makes solving the puzzles way more fun when I know that like a dozen other people have tried this and just not gotten it.
You mean tried and died.
Yes.
We saw a guy at the climbing gym yesterday who had the entire
oh,
Bene Gesserit
yeah.
litany against fear tattooed on his back. It was a big tattoo. It was like...
What sort of font was it in?
Some sort of Germanic...
Comic Sans.
Helvetica.
No, it was definitely serifed. It was one of those, like, you know, old German
like
dark
black
fonts.
Letter.
It was in papyrus. Also, he was blue and had a ponytail with a dongle.
What? Oh, no. Wow. They don't tattoo each other with papyrus?
No,
they?
All of the subtitles for that movie are in papyrus.
Oh. That's awful.
That movie being Avatar, yes. The Last Airbender. James Cameron's Avatar, The Last M. Night Shyamalan's Airbender.
That was really confusing to me for a couple months.
Yeah, yeah,
I was
here.
Surprised that they decided to do that, because it was...
Because James Cameron had, like, gotten the rights to that a couple of years before, mm-hmm. and did, like, M. Night Shyamalan's... people not ever...
You know, I think that's the funniest possible joke to make about M. Night Shyamalan, is to make fun of his last name.
I honestly don't know how to pronounce his last name, so I...
Shyamalan.
I'm not... Is it Shyamalan?
That's at least how I always hear it.
Yeah. Said. I don't know how many syllables it has. I just try to, like, mumble through it, but it's hard to mumble through because it's...
No, you make a Shyamalama Ding Dong joke.
I don't, though.
Which is the funniest possible joke to make about M. Night Shyamalan's name.
No. What if there was some supplies? What if there was some surprise ending to my joke, though?
Mm-hmm. Where it turns out that
the guy jumps out
his
of the
last name
Shyamalama,
is actually
fuck
salad.
Off! Or something, you know, and then, yeah.
Where it was
like Shyamalama
Michael
salad.
Knight Shyamalan, and he was driving around in Knight Rider.
Yeah.
Or Airwolf.
Was there ever an Airwolf Knight Rider crossover?
There wasn't.
Was there ever an Airwolf Teen Wolf crossover?
I know what I'm doing when I get back home.
Or an Air Supply cover of the Airwolf theme.
Huh.
Or Air Bud. Was there an Air Bud Air Supply crossover, which was the world's gayest basketball playing dog? Do you suppose there's a Guinness record for that? Gayest basketball playing dog? Do you think there are enough dogs that play basketball that at least one of them is gay?
It's tricky to convince Guinness to actually give you a world record.
I thought you were going to say it's tricky to get a dog to play basketball.
That might also
it's
be
not. You just put peanut butter on the rim.
I think you're thinking of a different sport.
Horse talking.
It also involves balls. But.
You know, you can cover a horse's upper lip with peanut butter, but you can't make him talk.
Speaking of animals and sports, the pretentious artist, I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
He clued us into this lovely new thing that chimpanzees have learned how to do, which is mouth rape frogs. And
why do the frogs put up with this?
I don't know. And it's happening in zoos, and I don't know why the zookeepers are allowing frogs to be in the chimpanzee cages. All I can really think, or all I can
maybe they really hate frogs.
No, they really like them.
They just really like masturbating.
No, the zookeepers hate.
Oh,
the
that's
frogs.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
You know, I saw an article on Chimpanzee Metafilter about this that was really contentious.
Yeah,
yeah.
You sure it wasn't Frog Metafilter?
Yeah. No, it was the frogs who participate in Chimpanzee Metafilter who were upset with people casually tossing around rape jokes.
I see.
Rape jokes are never funny.
No, they're not.
To someone.
How did they get to the other side of the information superhighway? That's what I don't understand.
Well, first they have to avoid all of the cars, and then there's a brief point where they can rest for a little while if they want to, and then they have to hop across a bunch of logs and turtles and crocodiles.
Crocodiles. The crocodiles are the hard ones.
Yeah. And every once in a while, they find a girl frog. And
oh, yeah?
Rape her.
Was in the mouth.
Yeah.
Was it a girl frog, or was it... I thought that it was a fly that was waiting at the end.
I can never...
I think
you
I
can't
remember
tell
it being
the difference
a fly.
Between
yeah.
fries and flies. And
I guess, yeah, with those
flies
16
and
pixels.
Fries and flogs.
I thought it was a girl frog, because she rides on your back, because that's what happens when a boy meets a girl. She rides on his back. And he takes her home where there's an extra guy. Your mileage may vary.
Also, your biology may vary.
So we went to Dragon Con. I don't think we've spoken at any... It seems like it was a million years ago.
It was, in fact, just after last radio show.
Yeah.
Because we only slept for like 3 hours and then got on a plane.
We did. That was a terrible plane ride. I hate airplanes.
You really do. It's... I feel bad for you when I sit next to you. Like, it's it's so obviously uncomfortable for you to be on these planes.
I feel bad for you for having to sit next to me because I'm just freaking out all the goddamn time.
Well, I mean, it doesn't bother me. I can listen to my music and read
and ignore
whatever. Generally ignore the situation. Like, I just always just occupy my brain, so I don't feel like I notice all of the...
Well, maybe my brain just has a little bit more capacity than yours, so I can't occupy it with things.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at my beer. Did you say something?
I did. We're drinking a delicious Stone Cali Belgique.
Woo-hoo!
It's pretty delicious.
Yeah.
We did not get it from Whole Foods, so yeah. Hot Stuff did not have another opportunity to fail to fuck the hot beer girl at Whole Foods.
You know, if I ever do have sex with this girl, what are you guys going to joke about?
How awesome it was. That you let other people tell you who to sleep with?
Yeah. Other people? You know, if let's say we have some sort of serious relationship and she's like, you know, I really want to, like, explore what you've been doing for the past couple of years. I hear there's this radio archive.
You're doomed.
Yeah, it's going to be awful.
Or maybe she'll be flattered.
It's possible. It's possible.
I mean, it's clear to all of us, at least, that the reason that you want to have sex with her is because of her personality.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And her beer discount.
Wow, I didn't even think about that.
Beer discount?
What? Yeah, her beard. Her beer discount.
Is that... No, but you don't pronounce it like that. It's beer die count.
Oh.
Yeah.
A die count.
Yeah.
So Dragon Con was fun. We
fought
were
some
on
dragons.
Some panels. We attended some panels. We
installed some panels.
In probably the... I can't think of any jokes about panels. Damn it. We attended what is probably the nerdiest thing I have ever done, which was I sat and watched a humorous presentation on the storyline of World of Warcraft.
Oh. Wow, that was the nerdiest thing you've ever done, is just being the audience for something that was kind of nerdy? I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I think... You once made an online role-playing game.
I did once
based on
masturbate to the instruction manual of an imported Japanese Atari game.
Yeah, so that would be worse, I think. Were you in your mother's basement?
I was, I was otaku.
Cool. We also attended a KOL-sponsored party. Not really sponsored.
It was sponsored by Data Vortex from Google, who rules.
Yeah. It was kind of awesome. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Dragon Con was a tremendous amount of fun.
It was. I feel like we did a tiny amount of professional networking.
Very small.
Whilst board gaming.
Yeah, we played a lot of board games. We played a lot of very fun board games. We played a lot of board games that I'd like to share with you, Riff, and the listeners.
We can talk about them.
What did we play that wasn't fun?
Dungeon Quest.
Yeah, Dungeon Quest was really frustrating.
I was amazed to see in the game store last night that they reissued that.
I didn't hate it.
I didn't
found
either.
It very hard, but I
it
didn't
was,
hate it at all. Once,
it
once
was
we got the hang
hard.
Of it, it was pretty quick. You know,
I could see playing it very quickly.
Yeah, like the only thing, the game balance decision that I think they chose poorly on was like knocking players out early and then they just kind of have to sit there. That used to be...
Yeah, that
kind
used
of the
to
thing
not
that they
be
were
a
proud
bad
of.
Thing, yeah.
It was like, you know, that whole our game is really, really hard for real gamers who
I've
don't
never,
like winning.
I've never understood the, like...
But it's so random. It's not like...
This pen and paper role-playing game system is awesome because you can die during character creation.
Traveler.
Like, you know, okay.
That makes it more realistic.
That's fun for people who don't like to play games, I guess. I mean, my pen and paper role-playing game is even better because it's a single index card that just says, roll 1d6. 1, you die. 2, you die. 3, you die. 4, you die. 5 to 6, roll again.
6 would be, fuck you, you die.
You die and are gay.
You die, and also the next character you roll dies.
I like the idea of exploring a dungeon. Twice I got this awesome treasure and then died trying to get out of the dungeon with it.
In two games, no one actually scored a single point.
Well, everyone died. Yeah, no one won at all. There was no one got out of the dungeon alive.
It's like that Everybody Poops book, only instead of pooping, everybody dies.
Nice. Yeah.
The expansion where everybody pays taxes and then dies.
I have heard that the odds of surviving all the way to the end of that game is 3 in 20.
That doesn't make any sense.
That might have been the old version.
I mean, we had 0 in 7. I mean, we were well on our way to that ratio. But I don't... If your only goal is to survive, I feel like you could... There were several opportunities for people to potentially do that. Like, in the first game we played, two people made it to the inner treasure chamber, and they kind of got greedy and stayed there for a long time gathering treasure. So, I think if they had just gotten a couple and then left...
Was it a game that you, like, borrowed from the game library? Or was
the way that Dragon Con works for the board games was really kind of neat, because you paid $5 to get a little sticker on your badge, and then for the whole con, you could check out board games. So it was like, for $5, you rented as many board games as you could for 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like Netflix for board games.
Yeah, I could totally see going to Dragon Con and in all of your spare time, or, like, because you could do this all night long while... there were no panels or anything to be missing anyway. You could just play board games and then just try out a bunch of stuff that you'd been sort of interested in, which is way better than spending $50 to try it.
I'm surprised that you guys don't have access to, like, a gaming club out here.
There must have been one at
MIT, right?
I wasn't aware of one.
I mean,
but
we would if we wanted to hang out with smelly nerds.
But isn't that kind of what you're doing anyway?
We could go to...
Yeah, we're paying $5.
We know these smelly nerds.
Yeah, but we could
grab a bunch of your friends, though.
We could go down to Gamers Inn, which is down the way here.
Do they have... I don't know if they have a stable of games or a
library
of games.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm sure we could play some pickup games of something that somebody else brought.
Sure.
It smells bad in there. Like, seriously, it smells bad in there.
I'm a gamer. I know a lot of gamers. I understand. You don't have to explain that to
me. I mean, I also play a lot of board games, and it never smells bad.
What do you mean? That's not true.
Well, okay, when I play Fart Quest. It's a game in which you earn experience by farting.
Mm-hmm.
You get those little fart detectors.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Wait, what? Fart detectors?
Yeah, I read about it on Boing Boing, so it has to be real. Yes. It was a steampunk fart detector. Papercraft. Every time you fart, it makes a self-replicating papercraft Creative Commons.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse. Yeah.
Creative Commons Steamboat Willie. Yeah.
It's Steampunk Willie.
Steampunk. Wow. I have no idea what you're talking about. With Fart Quest there.
There was a guy that made a machine that would post to Twitter every time he farted. He installed a thing in the seat of his office chair that was like some sort of detector that would post to Twitter whenever he farted. And then somebody made a device that every time you fart, it randomly changes the channel of the television that you're watching. I don't really understand.
But you're totally on board with the tweeting the fart?
No, I'm not on board with any of those things. I'm on board with a board game where you level up by farting.
Would it be cheating to eat a bunch of beans before you play?
No,
that's strategy, man.
Duh.
The advanced strategy is slipping that, was it,
the
Beano or whatever it's called into everybody else's drinks.
Armpit farts is cheating.
No, I think it's a chemical detector. It actually detects gut
methane.
Flora. Yeah, no, they actually it's a clever marketing ploy, because they sell beans that are branded after the game, and they contain a chemical that gives you double XP. Double XP fart beans.
Do you have to sit on some sort of chemical detector to play this game?
No, you actually insert it into your ass.
Oh, that's not fun.
It's weird. It detects the farts before you actually fart. That's the amazing thing.
Is it like that?
Whoa, I just gained some XP.
Guess I'm going to fart.
Yeah.
Is it like that device that can detect when you're going to make a decision before you've made the decision?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool.
You mean a magic 8-ball.
Yes.
If you stop yourself from farting after it has told you that you're going to.
The universe collapses.
That's terrifying.
It is. It's really easy to create a fart paradox when you're playing
this
game.
Never going to hold in a fart again. Oh my gosh.
No, I know, because you might be playing without realizing it. You might be playing it in your sleep.
If you think about farts, do you lose the game?
You lose whatever game you've just described.
That's that other game.
That's a
different
game.
The meta game that you play on top of the
So we played some Thunderstone
Which was fun.
I had played it before. I like it. I think that while I like Dominion, I would rather play Thunderstone than Dominion.
I think Dominion is a better game. I think the theming is weaker, but I think the
battle. Oh, I mean, I think Settlers of Catan is a way better game, but I don't enjoy playing Settlers of Catan.
Yes. Oh, I don't think Settlers is necessarily a better game. Necessarily.
No, I'm just saying, like, the reasons that you say that you think Dominion is a better game are not ones that make me want to play it more.
It's weird, because normally I'll... If there are two games that sort of share that same mechanic, I'll choose to play one and usually get rid of the other stuff. But I don't see myself getting rid of my Dominion stuff because of Thunderstone, even though, like, for at least at the moment, I like playing Thunderstone more. Actually, and there's a third draft mechanic game that just came out called Ascension. I've been waiting to hear from people as to...
I'm glad that this is, like, a mechanic that's getting some thought put into it.
It's one that I've liked for a long time. Like,
it's like Magic Light, kind
of. Yeah. Magic drafting was always one of my favorite things, like my favorite part of the tournament. Really.
That was how we always used to play the Illuminati trading card game. We had just the box they sold that had one of every card, and we just played with that.
I only ever played that game once, and just me and Doc Galactic bought a starter deck.
The one with everything? The one with everything thing?
No, we just bought starter decks, because they were like...
Oh, that it was actually like a trading card?
Yeah, but it didn't last very long, and they had starter decks for like 99 cents on clearance somewhere.
Oh, wow.
And so
it was, if I remember correctly, it was really, really close to the board game. Like,
it was pretty similar.
It was clear across the store.
There were a few differences, but not a whole lot.
There were more cards.
There were more cards.
Wait, so
there
this card game is like a board game, only there are more cards.
The board game is cards.
The board game existed before CCG.
I think I have played mostly the board game.
The trading card game had equipables.
And it didn't have megabucks.
Right. Yeah, no money, and it had,
So no money, no problems.
Yeah.
No woman, no cry.
We all sort of looked at each other and smiled.
No, we were appreciating your funny
the
joke.
Moment.
So Dragon Con, here's the weird thing. Gen Con is about gaming. Dragon Con is about nerds. I had a lot more fun at Dragon Con, even though I was only interested in gaming, because Dragon Con to me felt like the first PAX, which was like we just went there, and then it was like, hey, let's sit down at a table and play a game, and like, you know, we just did it. Here's something that infuriates me about nerds, though. There were people, so there was, the way that the board game thing worked is you'd go, and there was a table with a bunch of board games arrayed in on shelves behind it. And you would go up and you would ask one of the people who was working there for a game, and then you would give them your driver's license, and then they would give you the game. And, like, you know, then you'd trade back when you were done. But all of the people working behind that counter were, like, socially awkward nerds. So you'd walk up and stand right in front of them for, like, 5 minutes, and they wouldn't say, hey, would you like a game? Or whatever. So if you didn't know how it worked, or if you didn't know whether or not they were a person that worked there, it was just like, okay, I guess I'm just going to stand here for a long time and figure out what the fuck. They also didn't have the sense to stop people from setting up and playing board games on the counter that you had to approach to check out the board games. So,
to be fair, I think that this problem was not a big deal. It bothered you because it was not, like, the first time we checked out a game, it was not clear what we were supposed to do. But once we figured it out, it was just never a problem.
It was never clear who was working unless it was somebody that we had already talked to.
But it was just whoever was behind the counter. I just didn't feel like it was a big deal.
A single 8.5 by 11 sheet with like 5 or 6 words on it would have gotten rid of all of the ambiguity inherent in that situation. You know, it was not a big deal. We clearly played a lot of board games, but like, it was needlessly confusing. When you walk up to a place to buy something and it is not clearly delineated who the fuck you're supposed to give your money to, like, this is just a recipe for crime. In my mind, it's a recipe for confusion and crime. And you know what? Like, if I had had a harder time buying my totally licensed and legitimate copy of the DVD of Wizards and Warriors, if it had taken like 15 additional seconds for me to figure out who the fuck I was supposed to actually buy stuff from, I probably would have just walked away.
Yeah,
because I hate shit like that. Yeah, man, Wizards and Warriors. the show from 1983 with Jeff Conaway as Prince Eric Greystone. It is awesome.
I'm enjoying it right now myself.
I figured that it would be god-awful.
Yeah.
Right? I remember liking it when it came out, so I remember liking it when I was 7 years old. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the things that I liked when I was 7 years old are still good, but, like, you know, they're also recognized as being good, right? Like, you know, I liked The Goonies, say, which I think I was a little older when that came out, but I liked Empire Strikes Back, right? But, like, that's clearly a thing that, like, other people like, too, and that's why it's still around and still a part of our sort of social consciousness.
Right.
And this Wizards and Warriors show was not. Like, you couldn't even BitTorrent it for years and years. I feel like it's finally out there.
7 months ago is what everything is saying, is when that show...
Finally, somebody digitized some old VHS copy of it. Oh, man, the best thing about this was during the opening credits, there was the voiceover of the guy saying, "Stay tuned for the CBS 7 o'clock Saturday movie. George Hamilton and George Hamilton in Zorro, the Gay Blade." Because Zorro the Gay Blade was awesome. I specifically remember being in the kitchen with my mom and saying something about Zorro the Gay Blade. And she was like,
smacked.
What is that? I'm like, it's the name of a movie.
The buzz is getting worse.
Huh.
And it's no longer just being...
it's no longer responding to your balls.
Yep.
Maybe you need to buy it some flowers.
I wonder if it has to do with, like, heat or something.
What if you just take the headset off?
Well, then I won't be able to hear it, but I'm pretty sure the radio audience still will.
The listening audience, can they hear that?
I think the buzz is definitely coming out of the board.
I thought that it was just your
head. The buzz is coming from inside the board.
Yeah.
The buzz is coming from one of these cables is messed up, and I apologize, listeners. We're having so many technical difficulties lately.
It's because it's near that stupid printer.
I don't think it has to do with the printer. I think...
Well, no, I just mean that the printer is stupid, and I'm...
And you also hate it.
For being so stupid.
So, what else did we do at Dragon Con? We ate breakfast, and that was good.
Yeah, there was actually really delicious breakfast at the hotel we were staying at.
I could recommend I can recommend Dragon Con to any person who wants to attend a thing.
To eat breakfast.
Yeah. I can recommend breakfast at the Ritz. Breakfast on a Ritz, also, because everything tastes better when it's sitting on a Ritz. Therefore, the best tasting possible thing is an infinitely tall stack of Ritz. I'm sorry, the top Ritz of an infinitely tall tag.
Yeah, but you can't just eat the top Ritz.
Well, if it's infinitely tall,
there is really no
top. There is no top.
Yeah, there is.
Only Zool.
No.
There's a Ritz, and then below it, an infinite number of Ritz.
Oh, okay.
That's possible.
That is possible.
That's half of an infinity. Mathematically speaking. Something interesting happened to me last night. I only recently started buying my games off of Amazon. I stayed away from Amazon up until, like, a couple of months ago. And there were a whole bunch of games on my wish list that I was planning on getting over the next couple of months. And we went to a game store last night, and to combat all of the people buying stuff from online, a lot of the game companies have started... they'll send promo cards out to the brick-and-mortar game stores to try to con people into buying stuff from the stores because you get something extra special from them. And I went in planning on not spending anything. I went to pick up, like, a $20 game, and then the owner of the store came over and started talking to us. And I found out that all of these games that were on my list had promo cards there, and I ended up spending almost $200 on games.
What does it mean to have a promo card?
On games that you already bought.
No, on games that I had been planning on getting. So, like, you've got a card game. It's not a collectible card game. So there's normally 100 cards in that box.
Sure.
If you buy it online, if you buy it anywhere, you get those 100 cards. However, yes, if you go to one of these stores where they've got the promos, or if you go, sometimes they'll have them at conventions and stuff, there's an extra card, so you'll have 101 cards.
Was this,
have this one?
Was this like, there was like a Dominion card that you could only get?
I got a Dominion, no, I didn't get a Dominion one. Dominion.
But I've seen promo cards.
Exactly.
Okay.
I got a Thunderstone card, I got a card for a game called Dixit. And
I mean, I know that you enjoy playing Dixit.
Oh, man.
It's where you sit on a dick.
Yeah.
Wait, is this before or after you play Tainted?
Fart Quest.
And Fart Quest.
Fart Quest, Dixit, and Tainted.
All right, I'm going to stop.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's interesting, right? Like, it's... I felt like the genesis of that whole, like, buying used games argument that was on the, you know, the sort of, like, minor zeitgeist in the video game blogosphere. I'm going to need you to punch me in the nuts the next time I say the word blogosphere.
What about zeitgeist?
No, that's a real word. That's a real word that means what people use it to mean. Blogosphere is a made-up word. Like podcast. I hate it.
And like Mississippi.
That's a made-up word.
Yeah.
Remember the stupid way of remembering how to spell Mississippi, which is just remembering something that is way longer and more complicated than just how to spell Mississippi?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's about crooked letter.
I never heard that. All
humpback,
I heard
humpback. Yeah, I don't...
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
My problem with that is that whenever I tried to remember it that way, I always put an extra M-I-S-S-I-S-S-S-I-P-P-I. Mississippi.
I don't remember.
So I think maybe the person that taught me that rhyme was actually a snake.
That's a possibility.
I did learn a lot of my mnemonics from snakes.
You were raised by snakes, right?
Yeah, the fact that you're a parcel tongue has made your life way more complicated.
I believe you made a Harry Potter joke, you nerd.
Yeah, this is totally not the right audience for
There were some, like, sexy Harry Potter ladies.
Yeah, like,
there were some sexy
mini
every
skirts.
Kind of ladies.
Like, Harry Potter, like, you know, like, what was it, Gryffindor crest, and, like, just very, very mini skirt. Yeah, very, very...
Gryffindor crest over the twat and two pasties. They were stars, you know, to make them magical. Yeah, there were a lot of really attractive girls at Dragon Con.
Yeah.
You know, what I was expecting, based on, say, the Homestar Runner thing about Dragon Con, was mostly, like, fat girls dressed in Slave Leia costumes. I did not see a single, like, physique inappropriate costume.
Huh.
Wow.
That is true. I wasn't really paying a ton of attention. Like, in, you know, Comic-Con,
it's possible that there was a sniper.
Way more of a spectacle.
There could have been a sniper dealing with physique inappropriate costumes.
Protecting you.
That's true.
And really, what jury would convict him? Jury of fat chicks, I guess. Do they do that?
Well, it depends.
if the sniper was a fat chick, yeah, a jury of his peers would be a bunch of fat chicks trying to wear bikinis.
If he was a fat chick,
that might be rough too, because they'd only be able to fit 8 people in the jury.
If they tied? They have to buy an extra ticket for jury duty.
You have to buy a ticket for jury duty.
Yeah, it sucks, man. They charge you whatever your salary would be for the time that you'll miss work. It's like
double jeopardy.
Yeah, and you. Really, it's like Final Jeopardy.
Baby.
I heard a This American Life story. This American Life story about a guy who went on Press Your Luck. I think maybe in the 80s.
Yeah, the guy who figured out the system.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Such a good story,
man.
You know? Like, I mean, his life was kind of not all that great.
He was a Boston guy, wasn't he?
I don't think so. He kind of didn't amount to much in the end, and like kind of...
Yeah, he blew all the money on bad investments.
Well, I mean, his next investment was trying to win this contest on this radio show where... If they would like read off a serial number, and if you could give them that serial number on a $1 bill, you'd win $30,000. So he took like the $100,000 that he made.
Oh my gosh.
From the Press Your Luck stuff and converted it into $1 bills.
Wow.
And then just like sequenced them all.
Sequenced them and filed them away.
So he had $100,000 in cash in his house, and like he left the house for a couple hours, and it was stolen. I guess it was only $50,000 because he put $50,000 back in the bank or whatever, but like stolen.
Wow.
Yeah. Never, and that's the crime was never solved.
See, this is why I feel like my strategy of using all of the money that you have to fill a safe with clam chowder. No one is going to steal that. So you will always have clam chowder.
You say that, but what if they steal the entire safe?
It's built into the ground.
What if they steal the ground?
Yeah, they could just, like...
From everyone?
Yeah.
The ground belongs to us all.
Or just your ground.
Precedent.
The ground belongs to the Indians that are buried in it.
Exactly.
They're going to get it back one way or another. unless you calm them down with an offering of chowder.
Chowder.
They don't actually have to eat it.
They just want it to be near.
Just know that it's close.
But if they do, you should put some smallpox in it.
Have you put anything in your floor safe?
Ghost smallpox infested ghost blankets. They're invisible.
We haven't talked about that giant spider that we saw.
I don't remember the combination. I don't remember the combination, but I'm pretty sure that I could reconstruct it based on, like, all right, I'm going to try to make up a combination, and I would probably make up the same one.
Oh, combination to the safe.
Yeah.
I was like,
combination
of chowder and, like,
no, all of the, I buy chowder in individually padlocked cans, and they tell me the combination, and
at
then
the
I'm
store.
Like, ah, I'll be fine, I'll remember that.
Right.
The chowder whispers it into his ear.
The chowder whisperer.
Chowder whisperer. I didn't realize that you ever got that safe open. I thought that it was still.
Yeah,
like,
I paid somebody $300 to open it, and it contained, I think, 26 cents.
Ooh.
I don't remember how many cents it contained, but it was two coins. And neither of them was, like, you know, a rare doubloon. It was like, you know, it was either like 30 cents or 26 cents, or I'm just going to keep listing numbers that you can make with two coins.
2 cents.
And you could give
it to people.
Ooh. The ghosts were speaking to me via the coins. They were saying, ooh. In God we trust.
I need to order more gold coins.
I need to order some gold coins. I'm all about this. I'm all about getting those coins into circulation. I'm all about doing my part help the Treasury do what it does and rip off credit card companies.
Is it the Treasury or is it like...
The U.S. Mint.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not one of those, like...
It is the U.S. Mint.
It is Treasury. It's not the Treasurest. But it's pretty Treasury.
You can't have Treasury without usury.
You're treasurer than most people.
So, we had been talking the other day about Wizards and Warriors. To go back to Wizards and Warriors for a little bit, you were complaining / laughing at the fact that they used the word laundryman.
Yeah.
And I looked it up. It's a real word.
Yeah, I kind of thought it might be a real word.
It was just a word that you never used before.
Yeah.
Unless you were telling the story about...
But it's funny.
Is it funny?
It is funny.
Because it's implying that a man would do laundry?
Yes. What? Where is he? In the kitchen.
Making a salad.
Boy, never mind. When we get to the KOL portion of the show, we have to talk about the funny joke Betrayer made.
Okay.
Where we added a kitchen.
Yes.
It was like, maybe that's a place to keep your female familiars. We're going to talk about it now, and talk about it again later. So the context of the statement, I feel like the line was just amazing. This bit of dialogue was amazing. Mm-hmm. The bad guys come, waving a white flag, and Eric Greystone says... No, I'm sorry. Marco, Eric Greystone's loyal vassal.
That's true.
Who's fat.
He is.
But strong.
He's very strong.
He's very strong and very fat. And comic relief. He says, where did those blackguards get something white to make a flag out of? And A, it's funny because I never knew that the way that you pronounce that word was blackguard. Mm-hmm. B-L-A-C-K-G-U-A-R-D.
It's
I looked it up.
It's not blackguard.
It's not blackguard. It's blackguard. Although I think blackguard is a... secondary pronunciation in the dictionary.
So then how do you spell braggart?
B-R-A-G-G-A-R-T.
B-R-A-C-K.
Are you sure there's no...
Yeah, it's B-R-A-C-K.
Yeah, braggart.
G-U-A-R-T.
Braggart.
Yeah.
Cool.
Black guart. Where did those blackguards get something white to make a flag with? They must have murdered a laundryman.
Huh.
I thought that was a fantastic line. I thought that was fantastic.
I chuckled.
The notion that these guys are so evil that they don't own anything white.
Let's talk more
about this with Riff.
Riff, have you ever murdered a laundryman?
Have you ever needed to surrender?
Hmm.
Have you ever tried to feign surrender?
If you were to feign surrendering, how would you go about getting a white flag?
Would you murder
a laundryman?
Riff wears a lot of black shirts.
And socks.
And clothes. Like, just everything he owns, I think, is...
I believe, three shirts that run in a range of blues. And that is it.
Do you have the blues? Did you wake up this morning with the blues? Were your shrimps all dead and gone?
my shrimps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, I believe, is the origin of the, like, I woke up this morning as the first line of a blues song trope was the Who was that guy? Johnson? Robert Johnson? Who sold his soul at the crossroads to become a better guitar player?
I don't know.
I woke up this morning and my shrimps was dead and gone. It's about waking up and his pond full of shrimp had been fished. I think maybe it was a metaphor for some other dude fucking the girl that he liked.
A pond full of shrimp?
He woke up and someone else had fished all the shrimps out of his pond.
Was it the devil?
Perhaps it was the devil getting his due.
The pond was at the crossroads. That's what he sold his soul.
Was the pond filled with guitars?
But for a pond full of shrimp.
Sure do wish I could have a pond full of shrimp.
I'm making fun of black people.
No?
Because it sounded like you were making fun of black people.
Yeah, I didn't get that from his statement at all. So, wait, was the pond in the shape of a guitar? I'm confused.
Yes. You know, it was like how Liberace has a swimming pool that looks like a piano.
What? No, didn't he get the pool surgically altered to look like him?
Yeah.
What are you talking? What's that from?
That's his boyfriend. He had surgery to make him look like Liberace.
So they look
Liberace.
Yeah.
Weird.
So yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Man. I wish I was that rich and that gay.
And that insane.
He was just a bachelor, though.
You can never be too rich or too gay.
He's just living the bachelor lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's why he never married.
He was living La Vida Loca.
Yeah.
Just like gay Richard
Pryor? Van Cleef
Morrison.
If we were married, because we already look so much alike, I would pay to get plastic surgery so that you look like a frog and I look like a chimpanzee.
Luckily, neither of you has like too far to go, really. So
yeah,
it's all good.
You wouldn't have to get plastic surgery to look like me. You just have to go on a diet, you fat fuck.
You both have lost weight in the past year.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know why this is funny, Nightmare is like a gay fat me.
Gayer.
No.
It's so hard to be gayer.
That was Dragon Con. We played some, what other games? We played Galaxy Trucker?
Yeah, Galaxy Trucker was fun.
Galaxy Trucker is kind of an awesome game. So, basically, it's, you spend some time building a spaceship, and then you spend some time watching the universe rape your spaceship.
I had such a good spaceship, and it just got just ripped to tiny little pieces.
So the way the building a spaceship works is you've got like a board that's kind of like a grid that's an outline of the spaceship that you are allowed to build. And then there's all these tiles that are spaceship parts that have like connectors in one or two or three or four directions, connectors of one or of three types. And you flip a tile over, decide whether you want to put it on your ship right away or not, or put it back with it face up so that then other people can see it. So it's like everybody's playing all at once, and it's kind of a speed thing, and there's a timer element, which I'm not going to get into, but you build a ship.
It's stressful and hard.
It is.
To build a good ship.
It is tense. And then the composition of your ship sort of determines how well it can deal with like the threats that are going to occur.
And there is no way you can build a ship that is like perfect. Like, yeah. there are always gonna, you're always gonna have some kinds of weaknesses.
But one of the things that you can do to use some of your precious time while you're building a ship is look through the deck that tells you what hazards are
like
coming.
Three quarters of what's coming.
Some stuff is always gonna surprise you, but you can look at 3/4 of the rounds that you're gonna play and see what's gonna happen. So it's like, wow, there's a lot of meteor showers in this.
I need a bunch of lasers.
I need a bunch of guns so that no matter where the meteors come in, I have a gun that I can shoot them with.
Yep.
Or, you know, this one has a lot of pirates, so I need a lot of guns. This one has a lot of... You basically need a lot of guns. This one has a lot of planets, so
I need
a lot
of crew. And you need a bunch of cargo space.
Yeah.
Having shields is really helpful.
Yeah.
This one has a bunch of open space, so I want to win. I want to be, like, the farthest ahead, so I need a bunch of engines.
You also get some bonuses for building the ship with no connectors leading off into space.
Yeah.
Like, you can do it imperfectly. You know, you can just leave
just
things
not
with nothing
efficient.
Connected.
Well, it opens you up to all kinds of hazards in space, because
there's one hazard card that's pretty common that you... It's kind of laid out like a race,
yeah.
Where there's a distinct turn order based on where you are on this track, and certain things can move you forward relative to the other players, and certain things can move you backwards relative to them. And there's a threat that, like, moves you back one space for every open connector that you
right.
have. Which you can have, you can start a ship with no open connectors, and then a meteor knocks a huge chunk of your ship off, and then there's a bunch of shit
or a
sitting
fucking
there. Not
saboteur connected. Blows up the middle of your ship.
Oh. Yeah, if your ship gets blown into two pieces, you determine which one of those pieces you want to keep flying.
Yeah,
and then you have to pay at the end for all of the pieces that got knocked off your ship.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was. I was doing really well, and then I just totally got.
It was. Green. It was a tremendous amount of fun, and it was a game where over the course of playing, you know, six rounds of it, I felt myself getting better at it, which was deeply satisfying.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would definitely play it again.
Yeah, that is the one game we played that I think that I would buy. I would have bought Thunderstone, except that we already own it here.
Power Grid
it.
Was pretty fun.
Yeah, we played a Euro game called Power Grid.
Oh, I've played that before. I enjoy it, but I don't know if I would buy it.
Yeah, I don't know that I would either.
If I were playing regularly a bunch of board games with people, I would probably buy it. But I, you know, the way that I play board games is so.
Yeah. The thing that I don't like about it is that it is deceptively competitive.
Yeah.
We ended up sort of fucking each other over by accident or on purpose in Hot Stuff's case.
Yeah, I mean, because I sort of saw what was coming, but I didn't tell you guys to look out for it.
Yeah.
And then he bought up a bunch of stuff out from
He won, but by a very small margin, as it turned out.
Yeah, I mean, basically what I did was I positioned myself so that I was between the two of them, the other two people I was playing with, mm-hmm. and made it so that they just literally could not expand.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of had control.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
I played some World of Warcraft.
Oh, how's the event?
There was a world event that apparently launched like some single digit number of hours before I randomly logged into World of Warcraft for the first time in 8 or 10 days. Got to go back to the start, like for me at least, I got to go back to the starting area where I first made my character and do like a instanced thing where you lead the trolls back to take over their homeland, which is an island, a set of islands with frogs. They had to collect some frogs.
And some chimpanzees.
Yeah.
But you didn't get to see what happened with them after.
You really did have to collect some frogs, and then you had to throw the frogs out of a bag while you're riding a bat.
Over a zoo.
Yeah, you threw them at chimpanzees. And they were enchanted to feed information to the people on the mainland. So they were
I no
able
longer
to tell
have
people
any
what...
idea which parts of this are true and which are lies.
So far, everything he's said is true.
Everything is true. So mostly the information that they sent back was just what chimpanzee pubes looked like. But then that information was used to make a potion.
Giant shaving
out of chimpanzee pubes. No, you bend the pubes into the shape of mystic runes, and it gives your potion mystical properties.
But you have to do it with your tongue.
Yeah, all at once, yeah.
So gross.
God.
Let's let that settle in for a minute.
God.
You...
it's like a cherry stem.
No, we... I got where you were.
I know, it's just... For those who didn't see it in their heads.
So then you get a thing, you go... beat a dude up who's dead, and then he makes some masks fly, and then you kill a guy, and then yay, trolls are home at some point. It doesn't actually change anything in the world. It's like, oh, we've beat that guy on those islands. We'll be moving over there as soon as the expansion comes out. I don't know if there was a equivalent quest on the Alliance side. I forgot to check.
There is. They're reacquiring Nomergon.
Oh, well, I should log in.
You should check that out.
So, I've got exactly the same situation on the Alliance side, because it's... They're giving every race... Well, there were two races in World of Warcraft that did not have unique starting areas. The gnomes were tacked onto the dwarves, and the trolls were tacked onto the orcs. And my... main characters are orc and dwarf, so in both of those cases it's going back to the starting area.
Yeah.
I think evidently this means that Nomergon will not be a dungeon anymore.
Yeah, it won't.
And that was one of my favorite ones.
All of the old world dungeons kind of suck.
That's not true.
I liked going back to Nomergon, especially when I could solo it. and just
Deadmines is good, and Shadowfang Keep was acceptable, but I feel like in general, in the old world, in the original game expansions,
Moradon
they were
kind of neat.
They were, but it was way too big.
But it was cool.
It was way too big and way too confusing.
I mean, there were a bunch of
Wailing Caverns was a fucking labyrinthine mess.
Yeah.
And it was not fun to play.
Stratholme was interesting.
The one
Stratholme again, very
Scholomance
simple.
Was
the one in Desolus. Cool. What is it? The orange and purple caverns.
That's Moradon.
Moradon.
Yeah,
that one confused the shit out of me.
Yeah. I mean, it was neat.
Two paths through was definitely kind of weird.
Story-wise, it was neat. You know, the fact that it was so sprawling that part of the accomplishment was getting a thing that would let you teleport to the middle of it.
Right.
So you only had to do half of it. Was like...
Wow.
Skullmance was kind of confusing, I felt.
I
ran through a lot of these with you. You'd been run through them by people who knew how they were laid out, right? Like, fucking Blackrock Depths... It's ridiculous.
That one is confusing instance. As hell. I mean, it was really cool, but
I mean, now they're needlessly linear, I think, but they're way more fun. They're less interesting from a world perspective, but they're way more fun
Black
to play.
Black Depths was so neat, though. I mean, it was really neat.
I was thinking about this today, how everything
Not
that
Rock
they
Depths.
Have changed.
Blackrock Spire.
Black Fathom.
Blackrock Spire.
Black Fathom.
Blackrock Depths is not nearly as...
Black Fathom Deep was a different one.
Yeah, which was also kind of neat.
Sunken Temple. It's not the same as Sunken Temple.
No, Sunken Temple was also kind of cool. Like, all of these are just kind of...
Sunken Temple was in Swamp of Sorrows.
Yes.
And Black Fathom Deeps was in...
Upper
Ashen Vale.
Yeah, I think...
I'm so glad I never got involved in this game.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good game.
Just sucked away so much of my life.
Everything that they have done that has simplified the game and made it way less worldy... If you describe the change to me, I would say, I liked it better before. But playing it now, it is so much more fun than it used to be.
Okay. I'm probably extremely minority in this, but I was willing to deal with, quote, less fun to make it more
Well, you're clearly not in the minority, because it had, you know, millions of people playing even then, when it was a pain in the ass, right?
Well,
and it's like...
But maybe I actually liked it more that way,
but
you know?
You tend to like games where you like things that are a pain in the ass if it is giving you the advantage because you want to deal with it, because you like solving that kind of puzzle.
Sure, sure.
I'm not...
I mean, I spent probably literally days, like, testing every single border of the game... Mm-hmm. To see if I could, like, climb over the mountains on that border and see what was there and stuff like that. Like, I found all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah.
In, like, unimplemented zones, like, weird stuff.
It's a good
thing
you didn't have any work to do during that period.
Yeah.
It's a good thing nobody was counting on you for anything. just saying.
I was a contractor.
It's a good thing none of your friends were worried about you.
But, yeah, it was, like, I had a lot of fun doing that. Like, I climbed over the Greymane Wall. I, like, you know, I did all the stuff that, like, I went to all the areas that are going to be in the expansion and stuff like that, and saw the, like, placeholders.
The edge of the world.
Yeah, which, you know, like,
yeah, no,
that's the kind of stuff I totally
explore
dug. At the top of Mount Hyjal, there was a little barricade that said, under construction.
Really?
Yeah, it was really cool.
The story arcs that they do in World of Warcraft, do they ever do anything where they, like, sort of put a question to the player base, and depending on what the player base, what their actions are, it changes where the story arc is going?
I don't think so.
They definitely will delay, like, there were world events that would not start until the players had done enough
stuff.
A bunch
of grindy bullshit.
but nothing like one of these two places.
I don't think there was anything that was binary on a world scope.
Their new approach to world events is interesting because they let everyone who is an appropriate level, they just let them participate, and they just run... They instance out the world event and let everyone do it. So, like...
Yeah.
You
so,
know.
Like, in the old school system, like, in the very first... Like, the very first sort of end of story arc of the very first release of the game was, like, this release of some dungeons down in the desert called Ankaraj, and there was this huge sort of battle... that happened for, like, 8 hours, I think, in real-world time, down in this desert. But if you weren't there literally at the right time, you just missed the whole thing.
Wait, are you sure you're not thinking about the first DLC for Fallout 3, Operation Encourage?
Yes. and apparently now, I mean, I've not played for a couple years now, but it sounds like they would take that same, if they did that today, they would take that same event and run it over the course of a couple weeks, and if you got there, you could start it up, and then anybody who came in came.
I don't think over a course of a couple weeks. I think you will be able to do these Echo Isles and Nomuragon quests until the expansion comes out.
Well, how
and like the Wrathgate thing, the Wrathgate is going to go away. The Wrathgate quest and the Wrathgate, like, you know, the sort of event that happens that changes the world for you. I think what they would do if they were opening Encourage now is that they would, well, they wouldn't do it because it's an attunement, and they've decided not to do attunements anymore.
Wow, they're getting rid basically. Of all attunements.
I feel like they've already gotten rid of all attunements.
It wasn't really an attunement.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it like
it wasn't.
So I'm trying to imagine what they would do if they were doing Encourage now, and what I was gonna say that they would do is there would be a quest chain for you individually leading up to, say, the battle for the Gates of Encourage or whatever,
right.
And then it would start an instance mission where it would say the battle for the Gates of Encourage will start in 5 minutes, and then anybody else who started the quest within that 5 minutes would be included in this thing.
Right.
They would give you some buff that makes it so you can't die. And then you would fight alongside some huge dudes while they killed a bunch of raid guys.
Right.
It's basically giving you the raid experience. And then, for you, the Gates of Encourage would be open.
Right.
And the instance would be available. But I'm saying that they wouldn't do that for opening a new instance now, because that's kind of like an attunement.
Kinda. It's kind of like an attunement.
It is a requirement for going into the dungeon, and I don't think that they do anything like that anymore.
Wow. That's weird.
It is weird, but I mean, it's also, you know, it addresses a complaint that I had a lot as a casual World of Warcraft player, which was like, they spend so much of their development efforts on things that I never see because I'm not one of the, like, you know, top 5%.
Well, on the other hand, they still have that problem because the raid dungeons go obsolete as a new raid dungeon appears.
But a lot more people get to see them.
More, but not anybody that... that joins the raid game after that has happened.
But that was a problem before.
Sort of. I mean, I went back and did everything except for AQ40. I had seen everything except for the extreme high end. I never saw Black Temple, which was like the super high end one, and I never saw AQ40, which was like the high end one when I started, and it had sort of become obsolete. But everything else, I think I saw.
I still argue that that problem is the same as it was before, only 10 times as many people get to see the raids before they go obsolete. With them just making them easier to get into.
Huh. I don't know. I feel like you don't get to kill nearly as much stuff in dungeons that you're not powerful enough to fight in anyway, you know? So if you don't have the right attunements... I mean, getting attunements meant sort of like it was sort
it
of a...
guaranteed that you were geared up.
Yeah, it was
it.
Sort of a
but they're
a
just easy. They're just easier now.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's not bad. It's just strange.
I mean, I used the Dungeon Finder today to run an instance that was geared for the level range that I was. Like, it was like a level 76 dungeon, and I was level 76. Only one person had ever run it before. Mm-hmm. In the group that was put together. So it's a pickup group, and only one person had ever run it before. And not only did we never wipe, no one ever got killed. Like, it was a bunch of boss fights we'd never seen before. Oh man, something super awesome happened. Something happened that made me so happy. This thing made me happier than getting two super big, serious gear upgrades over the course of running this dungeon. One of the bosses turned into a rhinoceros, totally impaled me on its horn.
Yeah?
Yeah, there was like a portion of the fight where I'm just riding around on this fucking rhinoceros' horn, and it's going nuts, and I'm spraying blood because I'm impaled on a rhinoceros' horn. It's fucking awesome.
Were you supposed to have dodged it?
Oh, I think it's something that you can't avoid. I think it's just a thing where it takes somebody out of the fight. Like, it just pulls one of the DPSs. I don't think it, you know, I don't know if it ever grabs the healer or not. There was another thing about a rhinoceros horn that struck me as interesting about World of Warcraft. There are these rhinoceroses.
Rhinoceri?
And they have birds on their horns, and then when the rhinoceros is aggro on you, the birds fly off and they're just critters.
Huh.
It was just, like, a neat touch.
Yeah.
You know? I always liked it when, like, there'd be some wolves. I was supposed to kill some wolves, and then one of the wolves would just run over and eat a rabbit.
Yeah. You know? Yeah,
I like that. Always made me happy when something like that would happen, because I'm like, oh, sweet. That wolf is a thinking being, and I'm going to murder it. It just made me feel better about... I feel better about murdering things when I know they're afraid of it, you know? It's just seeing that fear in the eyes of a thing that I'm murdering.
What about the
fear... Like a fetus.
Fear in the eyes of the frog that you're fucking in the face.
Oh, I mean, it's murder. It's rape, to be sure, but it is also murder.
Fear is the mind killer.
Murder's the main thing for me, you know?
Murder is the mind body killer.
All right, let's take a break, listen to some music, and...
get some more beer.
Not really listen to some music. Yeah, more beer would be awesome. Damn, because I'm out of beer. My rider is no longer being fulfilled. My Knight Rider, Shyamalan.
Airwolf.
Dr. Hot Dog.
I hardly know her.
All right, that's enough. Hey, whoops. Didn't know that was going to be over so quick, and Riff is still smoking a cigarello. It's not really a cigarello. Cigarello is not even a real thing.
Is it not?
Well, cigarillo. A cigarillo.
Cigarillo.
So yeah, Kingdom of Loathings. We haven't done a radio show since the fucking dig. We haven't done a radio show since the food and booze revamp. We haven't... It's fucking everything, man. It's fucking nuts, man. I've been going fucking nuts. I've literally been going fucking nuts, hot
you have,
stuff.
You have been fucking some nuts.
I saw it. It was gross.
Yeah. I picked it up, and I was like, you know, you can hop around eating flies all you want, nut. But tonight, you're mine. And after tonight, you're dead. A discarded husk. You know what would be awesome is if after they were done fucking the frogs to death, they kept the frogs in a bucket and used the dead frogs to wipe their butts.
That I'll
butt kit.
I'll get right on that.
Oh, I bet you will.
The one video that I did watch mistakenly, the frog survived.
What do you mean the frog survived?
The frog hopped away afterwards.
Hey, how about you put a microphone on your face before you try and talk on the radio? Late smoke.
Smoke later.
Chode.
We got
late
caught in a conversation wondering about whether or not the actor Slim Pickens, if that was his real name or not.
Did you decide whether it was?
No. I'm going to look it up, though.
So we did this world event. I toiled over a weekend, and I was like, I'm going to do a world event and make everybody happy. And then I did a world event and made everybody mad.
Like crazy? Or
yeah.
Yeah. They went crazy.
They're so crazy.
Also, Lewis Burton Lindley Jr.
It was not his real name.
So Harrican wrote an interesting question. Did you guys look at the lame observatory event when you guys made the dig? Didn't all the senior badges in the first group go way faster than expected to? Yeah, actually, that's why I made the dig 30 times as big. But what you know, you clearly didn't consider is that in those events, you know, I kind of thought... It's funny because people expected that this was a huge planned out thing when whole event was supposed to be the first phase. The first phase was it, right? That was all I was going to do. That was it. And then once that went away real fast and everybody was all, fuck you, Jick, fuck you right in your face.
Some of them really were like, fuck you right in the face.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know. You know, the internet is terrible. There's that whole, I am pretty convinced that the only reason that whole national burn the Quran day was even a thing is because of the fucking internet.
I didn't even hear about that.
I thought that was really shitty.
Wow. It is really shitty.
When did that
It happen? Is really shitty, and stuff like that is... It was just some asshole at some tiny church in Florida, right? It was like, hey, let's do a national burn the Quran day. And then it's fucking everywhere. It's fucking everywhere and became a huge big deal, and the goddamn president had to waste some time saying, fuck you, mm-hmm. prick. Right.
I wish that is what he had actually said.
It frustrates me that, like, I feel like lame, horrible shit like that happens all the time, right? And it used to be that we just didn't find out about it, and neither did anybody else, and nobody had to waste their time being all pissed off that, literally, there's one asshole in Florida who is an asshole, mm-hmm. right?
Who is also an asshole.
So the thing about the internet is also that, you know, people just don't, like... Although, I don't know, Dragon Con, there were some people who asked some questions at our panel that were like, hey, how come your game sucks, you faggot?
Seriously?
No, there was that one girl that was like, yeah, I totally quit after you introduced that level 11 bullshit. And I'm like, hey, thanks for reminding me of my failure. Somebody said that on the video you can see my soul dying.
Really?
Yeah. But that was just because somebody was actually taking video of me.
Yeah.
It took my soul. I need to get that back, man. But now tiny bits of it are being eaten by everyone who watches the video. If you're listening to this and you haven't seen the video, I'll be surprised. But
I still feel like we should maybe advertise that link out to the various sites. As
if it were a little better
preview.
Quality.
We are jumping the gun a little bit on the advertising the game. It is pre-alpha, really. It is not finished.
I disagree with your assertion that it is not good in its current state, though.
I mean, and also
so much stuff is placeholder that somebody who doesn't know how games are developed is like, that's kind
of
lame.
There are parts of it that we could show people that they would be very excited about.
It is not uncommon for game previews to come out on the internet with way less than what we've got to show.
Well, I still think that we could definitely that video is not what our
the video is not because of the sort of bad circumstances of the shoot. I mean, it was trying to shoot it off of a projection screen with light sources that were not convenient, and the audio quality is bad. I kind of wish that. You know, although the music is really good, and that was one of the things we wanted to show off, you couldn't hear us because of the music.
Oh yeah, I didn't actually.
You couldn't really hear us talking because the music was playing through the speakers.
I see.
What were we talking about? Oh, we're talking about how that girl was all, I quit playing after that level 11 bullshit.
Which
that was
a
sad.
Valid point.
You know, it is, but it's not fucking appropriate. It is not appropriate to go to a fan panel of a thing and just do something like
that.
Say, oh, by the way, this one thing you did, I hated it.
But that wasn't her question. Her question was, have you done stuff to address that complaint?
Yeah, but that's some backhanded bullshit. It is some backhanded bullshit that a normal person would never do.
Wow, I don't
think
that
You
at
are
all.
Only going to find shit like that at a socially awkward nerd convention.
No, I don't believe that
yes,
at all.
You are. Man, no.
That's just not true.
I don't know, man. I think that if M. Night Shyamalan was doing a panel about his movies and somebody came up and said, hey, your movies suck. What are you doing about that?
Yeah,
George Lucas everyone would understand that guy's an asshole. And people just don't do that.
No, they
might understand that he's an asshole, but that it still happens.
And it isn't
anything
an asshole
with a
thing
fan
to say.
Base.
Like,
because you're automatically going to have a chunk of the fan base who hates you because you didn't do exactly what
disagree, you wanted. And I also disagree with your assessment of that person's motivations and or... impropriety or whatever. I think that was a totally reasonable thing to say and ask.
I think it was bullshit. I mean, so it's
okay.
It's an inappropriate venue for criticism.
It was a Q&A.
Okay, but why does your shit suck is not a fucking question.
She didn't say that. She did not say that. She said that I quit. After I encountered this and just wasn't able to deal with it or whatever, have you guys done anything to address that?
Yeah, okay. Fine.
Right?
I mean, I'm just never talking to anyone ever again.
Okay.
I don't know why my skin has gotten so thin.
It is weird. You used to be this stuff just did not
weeks.
Used to bother you, and I don't know what's going on.
Well, I mean, I think I've been depressed in general, so it's like harder, you know? Like that fucking cunt at the hotel.
Yeah, that was also not a real thing, and it really, really bothered
me. It absolutely was a real thing. That was absolutely a real thing. So I'm sitting outside smoking while Hot Stuff was doing laser research upstairs, and I was just sitting on this bench at a hotel that was like half Dragon Con people and half this like just sort of asshole hillbilly wedding. And so there were a bunch of asshole hillbillies, right? No, there were genuinely a bunch of asshole hillbillies, and then there were, like you get in a crowd of hillbillies, about half of them are going to be cool, half of them are going to be, like, normal people, right? There are, like,
douchebags. There was the guy that was like, I guess.
Yeah. I don't mean to offend you, but man, I was watching that Triumph the Comedy Insult Dog, and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, that's Robert Smigel. That's the guy that does those the cartoons on set. And he was like, wow, really? That same guy? I didn't know that. I'm exaggerating his accent a little bit. But then one of his buddies is like, oh yeah, and then we had a conversation about Robert Smigel, and it was like, it was not like, you know, I don't feel like that was like a nerdy thing to do.
I was going to say, but I was going to talk about the guy that was, I guess I'm into hunting and fishing, so
that same
it makes
guy.
Sense.
That
was the same guy.
Yeah, it was okay. The same guy. So because he was like, you know, I don't mean to offend you, but I was watching that thing about them people in line for that Star Wars movie like 7 or 8 years ago, and then he walked off, and then later on he sat down and was like, hey, you never finished your story, you know, and then so we started talking about it, and then he was like, you know, I guess it's like, you know, they're real into this stuff, and I'm real into hunting and fishing. So, you know, it's like that. He was pretty. Then there were some of the guys. There were some of the guys at the wedding that, and it's also everyone was drunk. So like everything gets a little out of control, right? So there's this guy who was just yelling at every dragon person. Yeah. I have a dragon on the inside.
All the dragon kids.
He was just yelling at them and starting shit for no reason at all, other than the fact that they were nerds, right? And then like half of the girls at the wedding. No, all of the girls except this one cunt. Were like nice. They were nice, and I talked to them, and that, you know, they were curious about what was going on.
Were you crashing the wedding? Because maybe that's the problem.
I was sitting in the smoking section of a hotel
of the wedding.
Yeah, I was sitting. I was smoking during the ceremony in a no smoking room. No wonder they were mad at me. So like most of the people were really nice, and then this girl walked up, and it was like, oh, this girl from the wedding is walking up to me like most of the other girls from the wedding have done. And, you know, maybe
boobs.
She's going to say, hey, what's going on with this DragonCon thing? What's that all about? But instead, what she said was, ew, you look like a fucking weirdo.
I'm wondering if you misheard her.
I did not.
Or...
I did not.
Huh.
I did not mishear her.
Maybe
and
was
I did
a
not
context.
Misinterpret.
Maybe
and
she
I did
was
not
quoting a movie that you should have gotten because you're a nerd.
On her face. And all of a sudden, I remembered, oh, right, this is what it was like 20 years ago. This is what every fucking day of my life was like 20 years ago when everything fucking sucked and I couldn't wait to get away from fucking everyone.
Did you come back with, yes, but you're drunk and in the morning I'll be normal.
And in the morning I'll still be a weirdo? Yeah, I should have. That would have been better. No, I was mean to her, but I wasn't mean enough to her to
get the other hillbillies to beat you up.
Oh, no, I was they probably, if she had said something to them, they totally would have beaten me up. Because I was just like, hey, thanks, you look like kind of a bitch.
Yeah, but don't you know kung fu?
What I wish I had said was, thanks, you look like kind of a chubby bitch. Because that would have actually hurt
that
her.
That would have tipped her.
Yeah.
Tipped her right over.
Wow.
And I really got, you know.
Tipped her over
those,
like a cow?
It was one of those awful stairway humors. I feel bad for being mean to her, but at the same time, why the fuck would you say something like that to somebody?
Because she's trying to hurt your feelings?
But why would you try to hurt a stranger's feelings for no fucking reason?
The fact that that it just doesn't make any sense is why I'm wondering if there was some greater context that you are not aware of.
No, like that's, I fully believe that there's
she was a foot from me when she walked up to me, suddenly realized that I wasn't a person who was with the wedding, but I was one of the fucking DragonCon nerds, and said,
but maybe you had, like...
you look like a fucking weirdo.
Maybe you had, like, a giant spider on your head? That you didn't know about?
He looked like Gonzo.
I guess that's possible. I was wearing a nose dildo.
Right. See?
But yeah, I think that there are people who only feel good by trying to place themselves above someone else on the social ladder.
Because they're tops. They like to be on top.
They like to be on top.
Yeah. And I don't know.
Not everybody grows out of high school.
Sure. You know, but that was, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why it bothered me so much. I fucking couldn't stop thinking about it. I couldn't get it out of my head for the entire next day, and I was like, you know, what is the matter with me? I grew out of this. It's my responsibility to have grown out of this, you know? Not letting it get to me. But, like, it had been so long.
You didn't uppercut.
It had been so long since someone was mean to me for no reason.
Dukin.
Because it has been so long since I hung out with somebody who wasn't, like, an adult, right? I mean, the girls that I date, notwithstanding. But I'm bumped.
I'm mean to you all the time. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But you're not genuinely mean to me. Like, you know, like, it has been so long since I went to, like, a restaurant and somebody was like, fuck you, nerd, you know?
Yeah, I don't...
That kind of shit just doesn't happen in the civilized world, and so it was weird to go to, like, hillbilly town and suddenly have it happen. Partly, people with accents remind me of my childhood, which was pretty awful.
And maybe, so, like, maybe people with Italian accents.
I mean, I think that's part of what it is, right? Like, I was less than charitable in my assessment of these people in general. A lot of them were admittedly douchebags. But I say that they were douchebags because they were sitting around having conversations about money.
And also,
that's all any of them were talking about.
Their pockets were just full of douches.
Yeah, there were full of douche.
Every time there would be like two drunk dudes out smoking, none of them were talking about anything other than money or stories about what happened to them in high school. Right? Which is, like, to me, kind of the hallmark of a douchebag.
All we talk about is money. That's all we talk about.
Right, I forgot. But we talk about various currencies from various fantasy board games that we play.
That's true. Megabucks.
Slightly different. Dollars.
Masturbation
Like in the fantasy
drugs.
Board game Monopoly.
We talk about victory points.
We do talk about victory points.
Yeah, so are we gonna answer some questions?
Oh, fine.
Oh, that's right. KOL.
No man knows. Error, the possibility giant does not have a goatee. You misspelled goatee. So that question is irrelevant.
Your goatee has an error.
Mega Man Rock says, I was just thinking, Grimacite. It works off of the moons and gets stronger and weaker on certain days. Why isn't there Ronaldite, something that works with the exact opposite as Grimacite? By that, I mean it would have its max effect when Grimacite has no effect, and no effect when Grimacite is maxed. It could be a whole bunch of new raffle prizes. Well, A, that's less interesting from a design perspective if there is, like, you know, you would never... You would get both, and then instead of having both sides of a sine wave, you would just have the bonus parts of the sine wave, and so that's not okay. Second, the comet only hit Grimace. That was all about... That was one of the world events that we did before we started fucking up every world event and making everyone hate us. Right in the dick.
People did not complain as much, I think. Or if they did, it has been washed away in the sea of memory.
Oh, about the comet and all that stuff?
Yeah.
There were complaints about the Grimacite disappearing.
A Deadhead says, I watched the DragonCon video of the new game teaser, and it reminded me of how much I frickin' love to listen to Jick ramble. So I left Random Ramblings and logged in again. I'm back! I left for who knows how long, and there are still no Plexi outfits? The hell have you been doing?
Hang out for 2 more weeks.
That's funny.
It's so close. Jesus Christ.
Yep. We totally could do it.
Yeah.
I feel like
things that we need to
I
do.
Did it for the previous Tuesday and then did the dig instead. It was ready for last Tuesday and we did the dig instead. And then what did we do this Tuesday?
Nothing.
Well, I was working on the food.
You did the food update.
I did most of the work.
Nothing happened
on
Tuesday.
Yeah, nothing actually rolled out on Tuesday. That's funny. ChefBob27 says, hey, should potsherd be spelled potshard since it's a shard of pottery? No, potsherd is a word which just means a shard of pot.
Yeah. It's
when you get stoned and then shard.
We're expanding your vocabulary is what we're doing.
VlaxNV says, I really hope your new game is called World of Warcraft.
We
were thinking
thought about it.
World of Wordcraft, but then...
both of those are taken.
Yeah.
So.
And also we would get sued.
No, we wouldn't get sued, but... Yeah, we have considered both of those names, and yeah, not so much.
As a joke, World of Wordcraft.
World of Wordcraft, I think, would have been really funny, or just Wordcraft. Because that is a great game name, Wordcraft. It is.
Wordsmithery.
I'm trying to remember what
everything.
The two names that I had come
all up. The good ones have been taken. So we're
yours was Gaitardia and Fatagonia.
No, there was something spell in the name, and then the other one was
Spellbound,
and
also taken
the really epic gay game that Zach just came up with.
Gay game,
yeah, the really epic gay game that Zach just came up with.
Yeah, that was the other name.
Spellbound. I would be afraid that everyone would think that we were musical robots. You guys have probably not seen the documentary Spellbound.
No.
But if you had, that would have been a funny joke.
I thought the game was about musical robots.
There are some.
There's one zone.
It's full of rhythm games.
The music really surprised me, and I enjoyed it a whole bunch.
Good.
The music is really good. The music is done by the only person who is actually a professional at what they do. Well, we're professional game designers, but we're terrible at it. He's a professional composer, and is actually good at it. People pay him.
Including us.
Yeah. We already paid him, though.
It's true. He owes us a couple more minutes.
He does.
Of music.
2 more minutes. I want my 2 minutes. I'm going to say to Gabby Alter, I want my 2 minutes.
We've got a pretty good team.
I want my 7 minutes in heaven.
On this game. We got a great artist and a great animator.
Yep. Okay. Although, you know, the art's not as good as that bitch in the forums would like it to be.
He was not a digital artist to begin with, so it's definitely been a learning curve for him and our...
Also, the constraints of having to, like, he would make something, like,
oh, yeah,
every Jesus. Fucking object that he makes is, like, 400 megs, and we're like, what? And he's like, oh, yeah, I drew each individual grain of
hair.
Wood, with, yeah, with, like... Oh, God, you gotta stop this. Like, the first 6 months was just like, dude, Roy, stop it. Stop, just, God,
less complicated.
It.
Less
stop
complicated.
Making, stop putting less so much detail into these things. No one is gonna see this when it has shrunk down to that size on the screen, and, like, the game still has to render every fucking... He was drawing the leaves of plants one chloroplast at a time.
It was a mess.
Wasn't there a problem with the animation early on, too? I remember... One year when I came back and did a little bit of testing with it, it kept on crashing my computer. Like, any time it would try to do an animation,
that might have been
humongous.
The case.
It's been a messy learning curve, experience curve.
What is Riff doing in the office that you can't see on the radio?
I was kind of messing around on my desk.
You're messing around on your desk.
Are you, like, looking for frogs?
Like, you're sitting at another desk for a few minutes a day.
I'm totally cheating on my workstation.
With a PlayStation?
I booted up my laptop that I had purchased in 1999 today and connected to the wireless network, and it totally worked.
Did you find anything fun hiding on it?
No, like, I mean, I just had to, like, I had to, like, get a file that I had, like,
pictures
accidentally
of different
deleted
kinds of dildos.
8 years ago.
You were like, it was interesting to see what kind of dildos you were into 11 years ago.
What?
It's strange because as...
Dildos?
As
dildos.
Dildos and disk space grows.
Yeah.
Dildos and disk space
just keep on, like, I've
got
an external
RPG.
Hard drive now that has a folder that is 10 folders deep of old backups of old drives and old laptops. And
yeah. You don't have a Mac at all?
No.
So, because, like, the Mac backup solution is pretty ingenious.
Is it?
Yeah. It basically
is it called Bernie Macup?
No, it's called Time Machine. It basically allows you to go back and find any file that has ever been on your hard drive since you started running it,
including ones that you tried to get rid of because the cops are after you.
Yes. if you have stuff to hide, Time Machine is a terrible app to be running. But yeah, no, it's like, it'll be like, oh,
so
crap.
Basically, if you're not Paul
I deleted
McCartney
this file, but
monkey.
I had it 3 weeks ago, you can go back 3 weeks in time and, like, find the
oh,
file.
Oh, that's interesting. I've been using my Gmail for. Like, all of my big projects, I just save a draft where I've uploaded, and, like, every single time that I have a major upgrade to whatever program I'm working on,
yeah.
I just upload it to an email that has never been sent, and if I ever need it, you know, I've got a timeline of
if you
backups.
Ever need it, and Gmail is still there. What I do is I just open everything in a hex editor and memorize it.
just leave the tab open. Open it in a browser and just leave the tab
yeah.
open.
Yeah. What could go wrong?
Yep.
Click whoops.
RAM is, there's like infinite RAM in machines now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or an infinite number of RAMs.
Yes.
Did we talk about that, like, herd of, like, longhorn sheep that we saw from a great, great distance?
We didn't. We have not really done a show where we talked about the backpacking trip at all.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to hide my shame, my failure on the mountain.
Dude, you made
repeatedly.
It. You got from the beginning to the
end. I did make
it,
but people had to carry shit for me, and that counts as a failure.
Oh, God.
Were you climbing
or hiking?
So fucking
climbing.
Frustrating.
Well, we were hiking.
You were carrying more
hiking
stuff than anybody else. Why shouldn't they carry some of your shit?
Right.
Some of it was stuff that they were using. Like water,
sure,
and the stove.
I know, but it was shit that I packed in that bag, and when I when I am slowing down the group, I am failing. I mean, that's... I think you
should have been propelling yourself with farts and shit more.
I should have been. Yeah,
yes,
I didn't...
like that deer in Castle Crashers.
Exactly.
I didn't poop for like five days.
You know, I've kind of gotten over my anger with Castle Crashers, and I would kind of like to go back and
Do you remember how many hours we lost? We've got it here at the office. No, don't introduce us to something
Jesus
that's going to
eat
our time.
I'm not fucking playing it again.
Really?
Yeah.
We need to finish the LARP.
No. No, because we beat it.
No, we didn't.
We did.
No. We started over and we beat it.
Yeah, but you can keep finding familiars and stuff.
There was tons of collection of things. Yeah,
My little poison dude didn't have all of his spell power up yet.
Yeah. What's up, little poison dude?
You should at least see the final boss. The final boss is pretty fun.
I'll poison him.
What was the final boss?
The final boss is that
like
wizard that rides around in the red crystal, but he's got like 7 forms.
Are they color forms?
Have we seen it? I think we've seen it.
Yeah, we did beat the game. We beat the game several times, but we were still leveling up our characters.
We were collecting familiars and stuff.
Yeah, that's where Jenny and I have got to.
Hey, Captain Spam wrote something that makes me happy. He says, Jick, I gotta say, I'm liking the apparent do cool stuff first, ask forgiveness later policy. Only I'm not asking forgiveness later, I'm just crying in public.
You're not even going home to cry. You're just
weeping about my angst.
I was surprised both by your reaction, which I've said earlier, but also by sort of some of the, like, just
venom,
oddly personal vitriol in the forums. It was, I don't think I had seen that before, but, like, people, like, just calling you out specifically as somebody that, like, was an asshole and, like, should go fuck themselves and stuff, and I was like, what is going on? It was really strange.
Plus, imagine if you could fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You'd never leave the house.
Yeah, I wouldn't be making fucking video games. Yeah. No, I probably would still make video games, because I would need something to masturbate to.
Yeah, if you had some sort of... If you were, like, a hunter in one of these games that lets you take over your animal, do you know what you would do? Right? Like, I mean, seriously. I mean, really.
I interrupted a real conversation. What were we talking about?
I wanted to read questions, I guess, because we didn't really read any questions.
Cool.
Did anything come
first
in on the Twitter? Because we only have, like, 10 minutes
left
on
like,
the show.
We've got, like, ten tweets.
We can take
Mr. E says, new game looks awesome, guys. Puzzle Quest minus Bejeweled plus Scrabble plus The Funny equals genius! Need beta testers? Not for a while.
Eventually, though. Yeah. Yes.
Also, happy to see the newbie love updates starting. Documentation revamp. Gamelli is all about writing some fucking documentation. I should really just let him.
Yeah, totally.
He is an excellent writer.
He really is. He's funny, and he has a sense of how to make things that help people.
Yep.
And yeah. Blister guy again, asking about will we be adding run logging similar to what Mafia does functionality to the game, and keeps asking. So I don't know. Tom Smizzle asks if we were at PAX. And what games have got you excited? So no, we were at Dragon Con, which was the same day as PAX.
Yeah, which I think that is unfortunate, because I feel like there are definitely people that would go to both, and I feel like they lose out.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the fact that it happens during the school year means that there are a limited number of, like, three-day weekends that you can do a convention on. And
I mean, I'm not... I understand why it happens, I just think it's unfortunate. I mean, they do happen on basically opposite corners of the country, so... That maybe just polarizes that way.
And they both got established when they were a lot smaller. You can't, you know...
Sure. I know. It's just unfortunate.
Yeah.
You know, Will Wheaton was at PAX, but I think he totally would have been at Dragon Con.
He'll never do Dragon Con, though.
I mean, he'll never do Dragon Con. Totally
no, because
he's
of PAX,
always
going to
do PAX.
He won't now, but he would have come to Dragon Con.
Yeah,
he absolutely
would have if it hadn't been for PAX, but yeah. Tatter says, is the Market Demon a descendant of what the Fossilized Demon once was when it was alive?
Ooh.
The Market Demon always actually kind of bothers me.
Also, descendants are not... That's not the right word. You know, like, we are evolutionarily maybe descended from those former demons.
By the way, he says, you spell worm wrong, it's W-O-R-M, and worms are not dragons.
What?
What?
Who said that? Where is this?
What?
Tatter. Hush says, yesterday my mom wanted to plant some bushes. Oh, yesterday I wanted to plant your mom's bushes. Anyway, and she asked me to dig the holes for her. It was pretty boring until I pretended I was KOL LARPing.
And broke a bunch of shovels.
Yeah, because that's about how much fun playing that actual content was. Was as fun as digging a hole.
It was...
I mean, it
was fun to make pixel pictures.
Yeah, it was fun to draw cocks and balls.
Yeah. I saw a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what anyone will do, given the fucking opportunity.
I made a hypercube.
When we came back from Denver, Riff gave me a ride home from the airport, and...
Wait, Riff?
Yeah, because it was weird, because I was on Lycra's flight from the connecting... We both had the same connecting flight from where we were coming home from.
Did you guys sit together?
Like, no, we were like a row apart.
Did you... A row apart, though?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we got home, and Riff was driving us home, and I was like, hey, check it out. It's a cloud that looks like a cock and balls. And Riff was like, welcome home! Because nobody had talked about cocks and balls for the entire time I've been gone. There totally was a cloud that looked like a cock and balls.
It did.
Did you photograph it?
Yeah, I did. You can't really see it. I mean, you could zoom in, but like it never works to take pictures of clouds. Like, you take a picture of a landscape, and it is always, everything is like tiny and way far away. I mean, you're a fucking professional photographer,
well,
but me...
You need lenses and...
Lenses? Fuck that. What am I going to take apart a PlayStation?
There has to be a special app for the iPhone that allows you to take pictures of cock and balls.
Take pictures of clouds that look like cock and balls. I'll zoom in on the picture in like PaintShop and see if I can isolate the cock and balls. Enhance. Enhance. Maybe I can use...
Move Sector X.
I can use the natural male enhancement with Enzyte.
Enhance.
Man, what would happen if they seeded clouds with Enzyte? It would rain, and they would all look like cocks and balls. With
it's raining men.
With lightning shooting out of the dick. ACM says, saw the preview, which was amusing and yet almost unimaginably unlike my expectations. Huh. The map view reminded me of muffins. Illustrator, any relation? That's nothing like muffins. Ziggy Zagnut says, saw the video for Kingdom of Logos on the Twitter. Looks great. I have a feeling it will get lost in the fog of every other Flash RPG online. Please, please, please do not abandon KOL. It is so unique and fun. We're not going to abandon KOL.
Yeah, there is definitely a danger that it will just be sort of one of the 1,000 games out there. But I think it's going to have a fun just PvP system, which is going to be cool.
Because we're really good at PvP.
Yes, we are. That is, we have a proven track record of awesome PvP systems.
I'm a lot less worried about it now that we have the possibility again of getting it on the iPad.
How do we have that possibility?
They removed that restriction.
From the iPad?
No, from all stuff.
When did that happen?
Like today.
Oh, I didn't.
It was announced today. They got rid of that thing. You can build apps in anything as long as the app itself does not download code. So the new Flash that can port to iPhone is Go.
Wow.
Yeah. Fucking like what was that 6 months of
that's
like horror? That's
it wasn't even 6 months. I feel like it was like 2 months.
It was several months.
Do you think that something with Droid scared them? Was there any
That's fascinating.
There were rumblings of
Justice Department stuff.
Yeah.
Huh.
It was a combination. It was because of Unity, because so many games were using Unity as a development platform and Apple didn't want to cut them out.
Right.
But they couldn't let Unity in and not let Flash in because that would be antitrust.
I
violations.
See.
So
they also just released Game Center, and I wonder if that has anything to do with anything.
The thing that I would like to respond to that with is that I am not going to release a Flash MMO that is not better than every Flash MMO that I have ever played, because they're all fucking terrible. And I'm not going to release a game that is fucking terrible.
Huh.
I'm not going to put something out that is like anything that goddamn Adventure Quest has made. Right? I'm going to do something that at least to my estimation is better than
yes.
that. And I think that there are not as many people probably will play anything that we ever make as would play something like that. But
the people who
that,
do are a higher caliber.
Yeah. I think that, you know, this has a potentially broader market than KOL. Although, you know, I was thinking about this today. I was like, you know, 8 years ago, I was a zero-trick pony. And so it's kind of presumptuous to assume that I will ever do anything successful ever again, right? Because it would have been presumptuous then.
Can you stamp your foot to add numbers?
Well, I mean, I was thinking about that, because I was thinking about how my default position is always no one will buy this, right?
Yeah, but we're not expecting them to buy it.
Yeah. But, no, you know, like, my default position about anything that I create is that it's terrible.
Well, it is.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I guess you're right. I mean, that's what the forums have taught me lately.
But the thing is, you also made the forums.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Think about that. Wrap your head around that like a piece of bacon.
Referee says, may we poor players with an in-the-box get a refund? It's 1,000 meat. No one is that poor. And no, we've never done anything like that. No one has ever done anything like that. Do you go to fucking Best Buy and say, hey, I bought this TV yesterday and today it's on sale, you owe me the difference? No, you don't. It would never occur to you to say something like that.
Sometimes you do.
No, you don't.
It does happen.
No, you don't.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't happen where you come back with a TV from a year or two.
Not a year or two, but like there are definitely places where if something goes on sale within like 2 weeks, you can go get the difference back as a refund. And also, there have been times when you gave everybody ovens, for example. In the history of the game, you gave everybody an oven. I think when PyMonkey deleted everybody's stuff or something, for example.
Okay.
I'm just saying that you just said that just doesn't happen, and it totally
7 years ago when there were like 100 people playing the game.
Yeah, I'm well, sure.
If we get PyMonkey to come back
and delete
everybody's oven, then
blame it. Okay, so blame this revamp on PyMonkey, mm-hmm. and then just give everybody an oven.
I don't want to give everybody an oven.
Fine.
Shit changes, and sometimes it makes you rich, and sometimes it costs you 1,000 meat. So stop fucking whining.
Wow.
Is what I'm saying. Well, man. Seriously, it is bullshit like this that makes me afraid to get out of bed in the morning for fear that I'm going to piss somebody off.
You can just say no to these questions. Just say no, and it's fine.
I did, and then you gave me shit about it.
Well.
So now I'm yelling at you.
Well.
This is good radio.
Moxious Mouse said, could the new kitchen in the campground change its picture as you add items? It looks so sad and empty. I was thinking about that, actually. I could probably draw a bar and an oven
on
it.
Yeah, a toaster.
Yeah, I want to add the toaster, but then I'm afraid that would piss somebody off. Thundergirl writes, and listen, I very much appreciate your time that you spent on this screed. It's not a screed.
If you're breathing into the mic, or
it's not a screed. It is a well-reasoned series of arguments that have been made. I get why people are upset about the sushi mat thing. I promise that it will not be a big deal. Once the sea is done, this is the thing. Gamelli put this pretty aptly, I think, when he said that I, Jick, have an idea in my head of what the sea is going to look like when it's done. And that is how I think about it. That is my context for understanding the way that this works. And this is a thing that I have trouble with sometimes, because I notice that if I finish some content except for the art, and then I turn it loose on dev and I say, hey guys, play with this and tell me what you think, they just won't care about it at all. They won't get excited about it even a little bit. If I add the art,
they can't masturbate to it.
If I add the art to it, even though there is no difference in my mind between this stuff with art and this stuff without art, there's literally no difference in the aspects of it that I give a shit about, then they're suddenly excited. They're suddenly excited, and they play with it, and they're like, oh, this is awesome, this is great, this is awesome. And it was the same thing, like, this came up when MC Frontalot played, this was like, what, a year ago?
He played the word game at
No, not the word game. When he played for us the KOL song that he had written. And it was, like, not very good.
I have, like, 3 or 4 of his drafts of the song, and I thought even the earlier ones were...
The first one that he played, I was like, oh, man, I'm a little disappointed. But I think what's happening is, when I show people some stuff in the game and it doesn't have art, I know what it looks like in my head. In my imagination, it is fully formed. When MC Frontalot played that song for us. In his imagination, it was cleaned up. He knew what it was going to sound like when he was done with it, because that was somewhere between nothing and what was in his head.
Right.
Is what was being played for us. And that's what's going on with this sushi thing. Because I know what the sea is going to look like. And I know that it's not going to be a big deal to have to re-get that thing every Ascension, especially now that it's cheaper, and I know that I'm going to make the maps cheaper. If the maps were made cheaper by the amount that I'm planning on making them cheaper, it is actually a net gain in your ability to buy stuff in the sea, even with having to spend $100 on the sushi mat every time. But people aren't going to see it that way, and I get it. I get that people don't see it that way. I get that I have taken a permanent thing and made it temporary, and that is always going to just hurt people's feelings. But somebody pointed out in that thread, you know what? Campground stuff used to be permanent, and then they implemented Ascension, and then it was suddenly shit that you had to get every time, and you know what? We got over it. And I think that people will get over it. I think that people are upset now, and it was weird timing because the event stuff kind of made it so... A lot of people started seriously messing around in the sea, like, last week.
Right.
And so suddenly changing that. Total accident. Anyway, I'm not really interested in arguing about it. I just give it a couple of months and see what happens. And if you're still pissed off, and if you're still, like... The number of people who are just, like, preemptively rage-quitting a portion of the game, like, whatever... You know, the fact that this was like, it's like...
There are going to be so many other things in the sea to be angry about.
Per Ascension, it costs you like 100,000 meat. You can make more than 1 million meat a day farming the sea. Mm-hmm. So, even if you are...
Not if everybody's farming the sea, though.
Not if everybody's doing it, but everybody's not doing it. This is people who are talking about, like, oh, I ascend all the time, and I go into the sea all the time. This sucks that I have to buy this thing all the time. Honestly, it's kind of trivial. It's kind of trivial. And everyone who knows anything about it, you know, was like, yeah, so, you know, you have to spend this amount to get in there, and that's just how it works. And then once you do, it's like, seriously, like 75 turns in the sea to get enough fucking dollars to buy this thing. So it's not a big deal. It is not a big deal. At that level of play, even buying it in the mall once per Ascension for 100,000 meat is not a big deal. It's just not. You're pissed off because you had something that worked in a certain way, and then I changed it to work in a slightly different way that is slightly less favorable to your understanding of how it works, but it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
I'm getting the impression that... You feel like it's not a big deal.
Yes, I very much feel like it's not a big deal. And, like...
You know what is a big deal?
The fact that it's time to stop being on the show?
Yeah.
Is that what you were going to say?
That is.
9:09 o'clock. All right, well, I hope that we had fun. I know we did.
It's because we're drunk.
What kind of music? Nobody cares.
Well, and on that note, everybody loses.
Good night, everyone.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Come to KOLCon next weekend.
Woo! KOLCon! We'll be there. And Nightmare will be gay and fat.